Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. State Senator Tick Sagebloom will join us for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Tick Sagebloom. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
So, you know, when I walked into the building, you were on the phone, you said, excuse me, I'm talking to the New York Times. What is the New York Times talking to you about concerning Bernie Sanders?
They're kind of doing a mid-process story about where he's going and how he did in Nevada and could he have done better here and things like that. So,
And you know, was there not a big push behind the scenes to get Hillary Clinton over the top?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, this was their firewall. They'd been planning on this for 8 years. And so the fact that he did as well as he did in Nevada was really incredible.
And one of the things that you were talking about is that, you know, Bernie Sanders has raised all these taboo issues for even the Democratic Party. Talk about some of those.
Well, I said, I was just saying that the fact that he come as far as he has is really amazing because to be a socialist from Vermont, just using the word socialist and not being afraid of it, no one's ever been able to say that word in my lifetime. And then to go 15-hour minimum wage and single payer and all these Black Lives Matter issues and the 1% and Wall Street, all those things said the Democratic Party has basically not been able to talk about in my political career because they were, we don't want to offend the wealthy, we don't want to offend the business people, we have to keep them happy. And because has a small donor base, he doesn't have to listen to these rich fat cats. He's able to talk about them, and people are so responding.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because Senator Reid on this program about a year and a half ago said that single payer really was the goal. And do you think in some ways that Obamacare, which to a lot of people has been a disaster, not necessarily to poor people who are now getting insured, but to a lot of other people, including myself, that are paying much higher premiums, have much higher deductibles, really don't have insurance even though you're paying for it, except catastrophic, that this is really a way to push a single payer?
Well, that's my view. That's why I'm so shocked that Hillary was like, oh, we can't go there, we don't want to, we just want to try to perfect Obamacare. Obamacare, reality is it got us all there, so now we start thinking about it. But at the end of the day, I'm on Medicare. Medicare is fantastic.
Right.
Everybody should be on Medicare. You have no idea. You go anywhere you want to go. They pay for it. The doctors are happy with it. Why am I entitled to that and no one else is? So that's where we got to go. That's what he's talking about. And every other country has it. So how can it be impossible? Even though everybody says it's impossible, how can it be impossible?
I don't think it's impossible. I just think it's a question of having the will to do it. Senator Reid said on this program also that the Republicans are throwing tantrums. And until they stop throwing tantrums, they can't fix what needs to be fixed, because everybody in D.C. knows what needs to be fixed.
Absolutely. And they won't, you can't bring up a vote to try to correct it, because then they're going to bring in all the other issues to try to destroy it. But at the end of the day, I think it gave us a sense that it's doable. Now we have all these people that have insurance at least. But as you said, the deductibles are too high. Some of the premiums are too high. So it's not the ultimate solution. It's a step there. And thank God for President Obama to finally get us there. But at the end of the day, we have to go to single payer, whether it's next year or 20 years.
Do you think that there's any thought that you can replace this system with something else? Do you not have to build on what currently exists?
How you get there, I'm not sure. And I don't. Everybody's saying, well, Hillary was saying, well, you know, Sanders wants to destroy Obamacare and then restart again. I don't think he wants to do that. But I don't see why he couldn't take Medicare and go from now it starts at 65, start at 60, start at 55. That was talked about when Obamacare was first talked about. So do it maybe that incrementally, but somehow or other we just got to get there. We have a system that works, which is Medicare, and let's just figure out a way to get everybody there, whether how it is. But we're a smart country, so we can do it.
You know, when you look at the Bernie Sanders campaign, he's obviously tapping into the same anger base that Donald Trump is, but just on a different side of the political spectrum. But with the superdelegate system, you know, how far can he really go?
Well, that's what I was talking to the New York Times about, is that when you come out of the South with that lead and then you have the superdelegates, it's a very difficult to see how he could ultimately win. But winning is not everything. You know, sometimes you lose and win. And the fact is, he's already won, in my opinion, because he's pulled the Democratic Party to the left. He's talked about these taboo issues and really changed the whole nature of the debate. And Hillary, now, if you listen to her, it sounds like Bernie Sanders. So, and Donald Trump, as you said, sounds like Bernie Sanders. So the whole country is talking about these issues, income inequality, which is criminal, that what we have in this country and how it's gotten to this point. So I think there's going to be a lot of change in the future. But at the end of the day, with superdelegates, it's very tough when you have somebody like Hillary, who already had that base, who has a husband who has that base, to break into those people. But remember, they're not committed for life. They're just committed today. So they could switch if they wanted to.
And they're just committed to the first ballot, correct?
Not even the first ballot. They're called superdelegates because they can switch any time. So if I say I'm for Hillary today, I can be for Bernie tomorrow. And that's why this idea that you add the superdelegates and say, oh, it's insurmountable lead is crazy, because they can flip any time. This goes back to the McGovern days, and they thought, well, we have to have the party leaders have some role in the process, because otherwise it's going to be random, and somebody like Bernie Sanders might get elected.
And do you see Bernie Sanders in the White House?
I could see him. I don't know who else could. But the fact is, you know, I mean, you go to the rallies, you talk to the kids, and it is so exciting for me to find people who are actually somebody who inspires people, who has said the same thing for his whole life. There's no mask there. There's no hedging. So, I mean, why not?
All right, let's take a break. More with Tick Segalbloom when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development, They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Sagerblum. So, Bernie Sanders, were you on board with Bernie from day one, or did you become acclimated and went for it?
No, from day one. I actually reached out to him in the fall of 2014 because it looked like Elizabeth Warren was my original person I was looking for, but it looked like she wasn't going to do it, so I saw he was kind of making some noise, so I reached out to him. We brought him to Las Vegas in November of 2014, and just hearing him again, he's fantastic. So I've always wanted to have somebody who on the left who would pull the party to the left. Frankly, I didn't think he would ever do as well as he's done, but when he was able to reach that donor base and talk to those 2 million people and get $27 each, it really changed the whole dynamics.
What do you think about the fact that, so many millennials are excited about him, but at the same time they're excited about, well, you're going to get free everything, free college. I mean, it just goes on and on, but those are unrealistic things.
Well, again, are they
unless you're a kid going, yeah, I'll take that.
But are they unrealistic? I mean, when you talk to somebody between 20 and 30 and they're looking at coming out of college with $100,000 debt, I mean, the fact is they can't buy a house, they can't buy any of these things that we grew up thinking was the American dream because they have this huge thing hanging around their neck. Why are they coming out of college with $100,000 debt? Why are we, too, as a country, so cheap we can't raise taxes and make tuition free at the University of Nevada, or virtually free, as it was when I was growing up? When you came out of the University of Nevada, you didn't have a debt. This is all something that's new, where we've taken Wall Street and let them get billions of dollars, and then we put it on the backs of middle-class people.
Well,
why?
We've also made the university system something that's almost mandatory for success in life,
right,
when, in fact, there's lots of other professions. You know, I grew up in England, and, you know, the school leaving age was 16 if you weren't going on to college, and you didn't get to go to college if you didn't know what your major was going to be. That was decided for you when you were about 16 years old and you studied to get those qualifications, and not everybody got to go to university, only the brightest and the best. Now it's a big industry in this country.
It is, but we've made it so that to get a job you have to have a degree, but then we've turned around and made it so you have to pay to get that and you have to borrow money to get that. And that's what I'm saying is, as Bernie says, the reality is it used to be graduate from high school was mandatory, now it's graduate from college. So if graduate from high school is public duty and you shouldn't have to pay for it, you shouldn't have to pay to go to a public school.
But the other side of the coin is, and you have it going on in this very state, and you're a man of the people, I know that, which is that there are all kinds of jobs that don't need a college degree that require apprenticeships, skills for construction and other industries. Why are we not promoting those? I mean, we are desperately short of those employees in the state.
I can't answer that. I think we should be promoting those people.
Well, hang on a second. I brought you here to answer these questions. Answer the question.
Why would we promote them? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because Tesla shows up and all of a sudden you have, 5,000, need for 5,000 skilled workers that we didn't have in Reno before.
Right, but you've also got Genting and you've got, all these other
In Las Vegas, our construction workers have been totally out of work since 2008. So I think there's plenty of people here. They may have left the state because they couldn't get a job, but there we have a great unionized workforce in Las Vegas that is ready to go on it like that.
And I'm not so sure I agree with you on that, and I'll tell you why. You know, a lot of people that were in the construction industry left Nevada during the recession and went to where the work was. They went to places like North Dakota. They went to places like Texas. And they will come back to work in the state. But I know a lot of construction companies all across Nevada who are having great difficulty. There's not a big base of people who actually want to go to work here in Nevada in the construction industry.
Well, that's news to me. I'm really shocked because...
Well, that's how we call it Nevada Newsmakers.
Because, you know, the great thing about Southern Nevada is we've always had a really fantastic workforce, unionized, trained people to, ready to go.
Yeah, but you can't be out of work for 8 years.
Well, I agree, but I'm saying now we have to bring them back. But the fact is they will come. This is the place where we have the opportunities, and the employees will follow. They may have left, but they'll be back.
Well, and I would agree with you on that, because people in the construction industries are gypsies. They go where the work is. Let me ask you about this. One of the interesting things, talking to your friend Marlene Lockhart the other day, was she was talking about how millennials do not share the same goals as women of a certain age, and that issues like female reproductive rights are not big issues to them. They're more concerned about the economy and jobs. Do you see that when you're going to these rallies and talking to Sanders supporters?
In a sense, you know, those battles, a lot of them were fought back in the 60s, and everybody presumes they're taken care of. Now, if it actually one of these Republicans actually got elected and started getting rid of abortion, then maybe those things would come back because they're all assumed. But we also have different forms of birth control and after the day after pills, things like that are now more available. So I think it's not quite the issue that it used to be. But I think if you try to actually take away women's right to choose in a serious way, that they will become very in the forefront.
Let's talk about Donald Trump. And at some point, do you believe that Hillary will actually be the nominee?
As a Bernie Sanders supporter, I can't bring myself to say that, but it looks like that's true.
All right. So, and do you believe that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee?
That I'm less certain about. I'm watching it. I'm not sure if the Republican Party wants to die with Donald Trump being the nominee, or they want
to... They died with Mitt Romney as the nominee.
Well, but I mean, there's a lot of them that say, look, we'd rather... You know, throw him to the curb and pick somebody they're going to lose, have this battle now, then let him become our face. Because if he's our face, then we're going to, every African-American, every minority, every woman in the millennial generation will be a Democrat forever.
And then the other side of the coin is, after the primaries, in a general election, everybody moves towards the middle. Did you not read Art of the Deal, that you stake out your position in the beginning and then you come towards where you can cut the deal?
Well, that may work in deals, but I'm not sure it works in politics. He has gone so extreme, and there's only so many old white men like myself who support him, and that's really his base. And there are people who feel left out, but the reality is our country is not a bunch of old white men anymore. Our country is a bunch of young people of color, and those people are going to take over. Every year that goes by, there's more and more of them as a percentage of the population, percentage of the voting people. And so he's dealing with a smaller and smaller base. And I don't see how he's going to be able to keep that base and reach out to these people who's gone out of his way to offend.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tig Segalum when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're keeping him here for the whole show. State Senator Tick Seggebloom is with us. Let's talk about medical marijuana and prescription drugs. I was talking to the Washoe County District Attorney about the fact that the standards for, you know, being under the influence are way different from alcohol, where you measure the blood alcohol level, you know whether somebody's under the influence or not. But with marijuana, somebody could smoke marijuana a month beforehand and be well gone from that marijuana cigarette and yet be tested, and they would show as being under the influence. And he said it's going to be up to the legislature to make a determination of what are the legal limits for marijuana, and I would throw in prescription drugs as well.
Absolutely, and that's one of my primary objectives, assuming I'm reelected next session, because right now, as you said, it's a standard, which you smoke a joint 2 weeks ago, it's going to show up in your blood, but has no correlation to whether you're under the influence. California doesn't have a standard. They just say, are you under the influence, whether it's prescription drugs or marijuana. And that, to me, is where we ought to go. But if not, even in Colorado has a thing what they call a rebuttable presumption. So if it's in your system, that's a presumption that you're under the influence, but then you can show by conduct that you weren't, in fact, under the influence.
Okay, and explain what California's system is. Does that mean that somebody can just pull you over and say, okay, you're high?
Well, they have to objectively view you. So they you know, there's the old thing to your nose, walk, count from 10 backwards, those kind of things. But it's not, they don't test your blood or urine and say, oh, there's a trace of marijuana in your system, it's a DUI.
Are you comfortable with that system?
I personally think so. I mean, they're training highway patrol and police officers in this method so that they know what they're looking for, red eyes and things like that, slurred speech. But the fact is, that's a much better system than anything based on equality. Because medical marijuana particularly, people that use it all the time, their tolerance is way up. So
right.
it's in there, very high levels. But yet they're able to perform fine. And same with oxycodone. People that are legitimately on that take a lot of it, but they can function. But, you know, it's the key is are you unable to drive, to do your job? And that can be tested mechanically as opposed to just based on some level.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that because I think I would fail that finger on the nose test, you know, totally sober. So I'm not sure. But anyway, looking at Colorado, do you have any concerns from what you've seen over the last couple of years with how their marijuana, their legal marijuana, for recreation is going?
Just the opposite. Everything I've seen shows that there's no higher use of school-age children. There's no abuse of the system as far as not being taxed. The reality is, and everybody knows this, it is already out there. It's being used. So what we're doing is we're switching it from a black market, mafia-controlled system to one where we tax it, we test it, we regulate it, and we make sure what's going on with it. And main thing, we're going to get good quality stuff, and we're going to have taxes so it helps the rest of us, you know, an enforcement mechanism or help schools. But at the end of the day, everyone knows it's already there. So this is not some secret where we're going to all of a sudden be unleashing all kinds of marijuana on the market. The other thing is it's going to be great for tourism. I mean, this is going to be the mecca that we've talked about before. So, I mean, I think you agree that if you're coming to Nevada, anything goes, anything stays here, this is so perfect for our message. And where else would you go? But you could have great food, great entertainment, great fun, and walk. You don't have to get in a car and drive around.
When you talk to folks in the gaming industry, how do they feel about it? Because, I mean, you know, they can't be licensed to be able to work in any way in the marijuana industry because it's a federal crime still.
You know, they are very nervous and very hands-offish. We don't want to know about it. But I went to a concert at MGM. They were passing joints around with 5,000 people. So they know it's there, too. And so at the end of the day, their clubs, it's there. So why not have it legalized and recreational? I'm telling them, though, they need to be more proactive because are they going to allow it to deliveries to the people's rooms? What if somebody lights up a joint in the middle of a casino? You know, they can smoke there. Can you smoke a marijuana cigarette? So recreational is going to bring a lot of issues, which they need to be thinking about. But
It's going to be fascinating to watch this. One of the big concerns across the country where even just medical marijuana is legal is the fact that there's no access to the banking system. Is there something going on in Nevada that might be able to resolve this?
Well, Senator Farley actually passed a bill which would create a thrift in Nevada. We're still working on the details of that. Oregon just passed a law that said basically decriminalized it, so if you do something, you can't go to jail if you violate federal law. So there's lots of things going on out there, but probably at the end of the day, it's going to set some kind of federal change where the FDIC says, okay, we're going to go ahead and acknowledge it. But it is an issue, no question about it.
Okay, have you talked to Senator Reid, for example, about this?
His staff, and they're cognizant of what we're trying to do, and they're working with our lobbyists, or the marijuana industry lobbyists in D.C.
And do you think that there's going to be federal legislation?
Well, the problem with this session, you know, because the Republicans are in control, you never know. I mean, it doesn't seem like it. There's just parts of the Republican Party that are just anathema with this whole issue, so they won't even talk about it. But Obama could even do things administratively, and I'm thinking maybe after November, you know, during the lame duck period, he'll just break down and do some stuff. He could also decriminalize marijuana, which would be great.
And can he do that by executive order?
Yes.
And that's where I have to leave it. Take a second, but always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Need cash? Need it now? Then turn your title into cash with Title Max.
I got $1,000.
$2,500.
$10,000.
Approval is so fast, you can get your cash in as little as 30 minutes. Best of all, Title Max accepts all credit types. So next time you need cash, take your title to Title Max, and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Call 1-888-TITLE-MAX or go to TitleMax.com.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Hey, Northern Nevada, check this out. Do you need a car or truck? Think agent775.com, the credit agent. Have you been denied an auto loan in the past? Do you have bad credit? No credit? Have you had a bankruptcy or a repossession? Well, don't stress it. Agent 775 is here to help. Don't be denied. Get driving today. Go to agent775.com and stop dreaming of getting a new car or truck and get one right now. That's agent775.com, the credit agent.
At Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan, you'll always find stores full of treasures, but none so valued as our customers. For a combined 78 years, we've been locally owned, and we've always enjoyed serving the needs of our communities. We have great gift ideas, cash to loan on anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Palace Jewelry and Loan in downtown Reno across from the El Dorado, and All American Jewelry and Loan across from Kmart in Sparks.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
If you can sit on it, sleep on it, prop up your feet on it, we've got it. Every recycled furniture, wash your clothes with it, watch your favorite shows with it, we've got it. Every recycled furniture.
Bobby Pages and NARD, your nationalized partner in textile restoration. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages, Bobby Pages. Please.
Watch Ask Joe weeknights on News 4 at 6.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.